One, two, tres, cuatro.
Generation.
Rock and roll music. Sweet groovy music.
1965. This was the year of hard rock. The Beatles were bigger and bigger and even bigger. More British groups came on the scene. The Rolling Stones, Herman's Hermits. The Motown sound gained momentum. 95% of the charts had British musicians on them. American singers who were accustomed to a string of hits suddenly dropped out of sight. It was tough, except for the Negro singers. Somehow, they just kept rolling along. The Supremes didn't feel the sting. Nor did the Four Tops or the Miracles. The king of R&B, James Brown, crossed over to the pop field.
Papa's got a brand new bag.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1965.
Come and you go.
Thompson, I Can't Help Myself, and everybody in 1965 was going around saying, that's called Sugar Pie Honey Bunch or all that. And they really never did get the title exactly right, but they came pretty darn close. Big Wilson and Fun here with 1965 during the rock and roll generation. Big Wilson Music Time at Radio Number 1, it's 519. A young gentleman was on his way out, and that's kind of a bad way to be, but it does happen, especially in the singing world. Freddie Cannon, who came in 1959, went through 60, 61, having an average of 4 and 5 hits a year, went into a strong 1962, 63, and 64, then started to wane in 1965, and this was his next to last record. His last record was the dedication song, as far as his extreme popularity went, but this was the one that was put out just before it in 1965. But he was coming to the end of an illustrious career that saw many, many hits. Big Wilson and Number One Radio WPGC at 521. Action is the name of the song in the year 1965 in the rock and roll generation.
5,000 copies of the WPGC Top 100 for 1971. Available this Friday. Look for your free copy of the WPGC Top 100 wherever you pick up the all-hit music survey. Coming soon. Another WPGC programming exclusive. The Motown Generation.
There's a gentleman that was always sort of jealous of B.J. Thomas. They grew up together, and it was always this man's wish to be a little bit bigger and much more of a star than B.J. Thomas. And they constantly had battles. They were always going up against each other. When a band battle came into the local Houston, Texas area, it was B.J. Thomas's band, and it was also this fella's band. And they were in competition with each other for years and years and years until, I guess, B.J. emerged a little bit bigger. But this fellow also had his time, although very short. He was a very talented and still is around down in Texas, doing a lot of gigs in Galveston, Houston, and the surrounding Texas areas. He's sort of got a rubber leg as far as being able to do gyrations and movements like that. See if you can remember who it was that was B.J. Thomas's so-called playmate.
Tell you a story every man ought to know. If you want a little loving, you gotta start real slow. She's gonna love you tonight now, if you just treat her right now. I'll squeeze a real jump. Gotta make her feel good. Tell her that you love her like you know you should. Cause if you don't treat her right, she won't love you tonight. If you practice my method just as hard as you can, you're gonna get a reputation as a loving man. And you'll be glad every night that you treated her right.
Is the young gentleman's name, and Treat Her Right is the song. Big wasn't in 1965 in the rock and roll generation on radio number one, WPGC 529.
WPGC FM Morningside.
Of course, the Beatles have been around since 64, basically, and have recorded umpteen billion skillion songs. But a lot of people would have to consider this particular song that was gigantic in 1965 was certainly one of their best efforts. It won much critical acclaim among those people who were their peers, other songwriters and other entertainers. So that is one basic reason when your own peers criticize you and they say that what you did was really great, then, you know, those are people who are inside the field that really know about it. This is probably one of the prettiest things they ever did.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1965. It was the year that was to hear the most controversial record of the rock and roll generation.
The Eastern world, it is exploding, violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
A new idea came into music, the answer song. And the rock and roll generation's most controversial record had an answer.
The Western world has a common dedication to keep free people from red domination. Maybe you can't vote, boy, but man your battle stations, or there'll be no need for voting in future generations.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1965.
Barry McGuire, the young gentleman of Irish extract who sang that song before going out on his own, was a singer in the new Christie Minstrels.
The Eastern world, it is exploding, violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. You understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling?
feeling today. If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save. With the world in a grave, take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. So mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't twist the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to say grace and tell me.
The most controversial song of any year in the rock and roll generation, The Eve of Destruction, and probably the most hard-hitting and first to do it. Kevin Shirley Ellis. That was the title.
Shirley, Bo Burley, Bo Nana Panna, Bo Burley, Fee Fi, Mo Merrily, Shirley. Lincoln, Bo Bingham, Bo Nana Panna, Bo Bingham, Fee Fi, Mo Mingan, Lincoln. Like it wasn't there, but a B or an F or an M will appear, and then I say
thought of all the songs in the rock and roll generation, that had to be one of the toughest to go in there in the studio and record, man. There were so many changes in that thing as far as the way you were to say different words. It was really wild. Shirley Ellis had a string of hits back in 65. That perhaps her best-known hit. Big Wilson here in 1965 in the rock and roll generation, a presentation this hour of Custom Hi-Fi with a super after-Christmas sale going on in all seven metro locations.
5,000 copies of the WPGC Top 100 for 1971. Available this Friday. Look for your free copy of the WPGC Top 100 wherever you pick up the all-hit music survey. Coming soon, another WPGC programming exclusive, The Motown Generation.
Talk about sex in a song. Well, it was kind of a touchy subject in 1965. Get away with it today. Get away with it pretty easily. It's not really getting away with it as being informative, but this was the closest thing that even came to it.
Let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the moon up above and a thing called love. Let me tell you about the stars in the sky and a girl and a guy and the way they could keep on a night like this. And I looked into your face.
Name was Jewel Aiken with a big song about the birds and the bees in 1965 and the rock and roll generation for
Mr. Webster's dictionary grew a bit bigger as new words evolved from the music of the day and became part of the jargon of the youth. Ramsey Lewis helped with the in crowd. Other words were bag, lid, cool, stoned, hip, zonked, tough, out of sight, and uptight. Sonny and Cher, a husband and wife team, started their roll toward millions.
They say we're young and we don't know. Won't find out till we grow. Well, I don't know while that's true. Cause you got me, baby, I got you.
What many people never realized was that the old Crystals and Ronettes hits many times featured Sonny Bono on the drums. The man who was about to become a nationwide sex symbol just a few years later then came on the scene.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Bob Dylan made the scene in 65 with Like a Rolling Stone. He set the pace for future folk rock message type songs.
We're on the eve of destruction.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1965.
In 65, it was in to be in. That's when the word became coined and everybody said, you're either in or you're out, baby, so get in. Dobie Gray had the vocal version. Ramsey Lewis had the mostly instrumental one.
I'm in with the in crowd. I go where the in crowd goes. I'm in with the in crowd.
Bobby Gray. Big Listen to Music Radio number one in 1965 at WPGC and the Rock and Roll Generation. Music time, 8 before 6.
WPGC means music.
Predominantly a country and western singer. A young lady whose probably biggest song of all she's ever recorded was Queen of the House, which was sort of a follow-up to Roger Miller's King of the Road, sort of an answer song. And that was back in the year of 1965. But a little thing that she did that was a little bit more controversial, which came after Queen of the House, was done in August of 1965. Jody Miller. From 1965 and the year of the Rock and Roll Generation with Big Wilson. Music and radio number one on WPGC. Custom particular hour of the Rock and Roll Generation in the year 1965 has been brought to you by Custom Hi-Fi.
5,000 copies of the WPGC 100 for 1971. Available this Friday. Look.
1965 was when we were in the midst of the Black Revolution and it kept gaining momentum. One of the big things in 65 as far as social things were connected with black people was Freedom Trains. And the Freedom Trains were an inspiration for this song by the Impressions.
Coast to coast, faith is the key. Oh, against the kingdom's throne. So people get ready, there's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. Don't need no ticket, you just thank.
And people get ready. 1965 in the rock and roll generation with Big Wilson at WPGC Radio number one.
WPGC FM Morningside.
Supergroup of the year 1965, the Rolling Stones, and I Can't Get No Satisfaction.
I tried. I can't get no
can't get no satisfaction by the supergroup, the Rolling Stones. The word supergroup or superstar wasn't in then, but certainly by today's standards, back in the year 1965, they would have been categorized as that. Top 10 songs going down in reverse order in 65 were number 10, You Were On My Mind by the We Five. Number 9, The In Crowd, Ramsey Lewis. Number 8, Come See About Me, The Supremes. Number 7, You've Lost That Love and Feeling, Righteous Brothers. Number 6, Downtown, Petula Clark. That one. Number 5, Satisfaction, the Rolling Stones. Number 4, I Can't Help Myself, the Four Tops. Number 3, Mr. Lonely, Bobby Vinton. Number 2, Willy Bully by Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs. And number 1, Back in My Arms Again by the Super Supremes. Big Wilson Fun Time, 5 after 6.
WPGC.
The Ad-Libs in 65. And talk about the boy from New York City. Big Wilson Music Time, radio number one, WPGC 607, 1965, and the final song. Certainly a funny one. A sing-along, ring-along, ding-along, swing-along.
I'm hearing you're concerned about my happiness, but all that thought you're giving me is conscience, I guess. If I were walking in your shoes, I wouldn't worry none. While you and your friends are worried about me, I'm having lots of fun. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with the deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. Last night I dressed in tails, pretended I was on the town. As long as I can dream, it's hard to slow the swinger down. So please don't give a thought to me, I'm really doing fine. You can always find me here and have it quite a time. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with a deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me
nothing to do. It's good to see you, I must go, I know I look a fright. Anyway, my eyes are not accustomed to this light, and my shoes are not accustomed to this hard concrete. So I must go back to my room and make my day complete. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with a deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. Don't tell me I've nothing to do.
'65 comes to an end, and we head to 1966 in the rock and roll generation, next in sound, with Big Wilson of Music at WPGC Radio number 1.